107, Sacramento Police. Unit 99, are you in the clear?
Unit 99 to KMA 907. Unit 99, Sergeant Meredith, 909, in service, on the air. This is Sergeant Dan Meredith of Unit 99 at Headquarters, Police Department, City of Sacramento, California. My detail is to ride in Unit 99, our tape recorder-equipped radio car, and to respond whenever the dispatcher transmits a signal to one of our other units on duty somewhere in the city. At the scene, we make the recordings which we provide for this program. Now, to tell you more about Unit 99, here is our chief, James V. Hicks, Sacramento Police.
When Unit 99 takes off on the dispatcher's radio signal, everything which happens is real. What you hear, happens. This is the standing order to Sergeant Meredith, the officer in charge of Unit 99. Get it on the spot while it's going on. And as you listen, this is what Meredith does. Now, to Unit 99 and Sergeant Dan Meredith on duty.
Unit 56. 901A at 12th and E, Edwards 56. Check. KMA 907.
Traffic unit 56 just got a code 2 on an accident with injury at 12th and E, Edwards. We're at 12th and E. Looks pretty bad. Let's get out. There's a Studebaker sedan resting across the northwest corner and driven into a Lectrolier, which appears to be just wrapped around it. The front end is pretty well damaged. Where's the other car? Where's the other car? There's been an injury here. The ambulance has gone with the victim. We're going down to the other car that's involved. It's south of E Street, about 120 feet, 25 feet. Traffic officer is talking with the driver, I presume. Officer Rath. Back end of this car is damaged severely. Hello, Rath.
Hello, Dan. How are you?
Is this the car belonging to the victim?
I imagine it is. I just arrived here, and I'm trying to get the street cleared up. This car is leaking gasoline.
I can smell it, yeah.
Very badly. I have the fire department on the way over here to wash the street down.
Mm-hmm. Unit 56 has the driver.
Yeah.
These are the people who were hit.
Yeah.
They were stopped here at this stoplight.
We drove across the intersection. I glided over there and stopped the car.
Your car is down there about, say, a third of a block. Is that it?
That's right.
This guy just ran into the back of them.
Mm-hmm.
They were stopped
the
at
the
stoplight. He already passed four people down the street.
And you were parked right here?
We made our stop. We just came out of the motel over there. We just registered. Came out of the motel. After he... Oh, boy.
The man was doing about 55 or 60.
Is that right?
He drove it completely across the intersection. I glided down a ways and turned the motor off, put the brake on, got out of the car.
You were stopped for the red light.
We were stopped right here for the red light.
Uh-huh. Anyone in your car injured?
Well,
I am.
Oh, you
are? I'm all shook up.
I see.
I don't know. My leg's a little sore, but I don't know. I don't think it's hurt.
Did you notice the car coming from behind?
All I heard was a screech, and then an impact, and boom, we went across the intersection.
Through the side mirror that I have on my side, I saw the lights coming, but then I didn't even get to say, there comes a guy, or anything. Usually you take away fast if you see somebody coming behind you.
Well, I don't know when he was coming that fast. I'd have gone through the signal, I'll tell you.
Sitting to the side, and but I have a bun on in the back, so that could be the reason why the back of my head hurts. But I got it right here. I can feel it. It feels like it's starting to...
The mouth? Looks like you do have a mark alongside the jaw there.
It doesn't feel sore yet, but as I said, I have no feeling, so...
All right, then. Let's check with the victim in the emergency.
Unit Is this the victim here on that
accident?
Yeah.
No, in the other room.
Is this the gentleman that was driving that Studebaker?
It's the gentleman we took out of the car there at 12th and 8.
Looks like he has some lacerations to the head. How do you feel there, boy?
Fine, too.
Fine. How'd this happen tonight?
I think maybe you could tell me better than I can.
And where were you coming from?
From the way I've been treated since I've been coming in here, I don't know.
Why, haven't you been treated all right?
I've been treated fine, yes.
Good. Well, can you tell
me? They give me the slight treatments that I...
You're in the hospital?
I'm not able to be responsible for myself.
You're not responsible for yourself? What seems to be the trouble?
Hmm?
You been drinking tonight?
Beg your pardon?
I say, have you been drinking tonight?
Not sure if you noticed.
No, you haven't. Well, can you tell us how this happened, this accident? Do you know you've been in an accident tonight?
All I can tell you is one thing and two. Something has happened to me that...
Oh, I see.
I don't know anything about it.
Do you know how you got injured?
Injured?
Hmm?
Am I injured?
Well, how'd you get the cuts on your head?
It's a good explanation.
How'd you get your hand scratched?
You don't recall the accident at all?
I only know one of two things, sir.
What's that?
I was in perfect position and health until now.
Do you remember coming into the emergency hospital in the police ambulance?
You don't.
How do you think you got to the emergency hospital?
How do I know I am there?
Well, you don't know that you're in an emergency hospital now. Do you remember being treated by the nurse here?
What nurse?
How did you get on the table there?
What table?
The operating table that you're laying on.
I'm sorry, sir. As far as I'm concerned, I'm home laying on my bed.
What are you going to do now, doctor?
Send him to the county hospital.
How's his condition?
His condition isn't satisfactory presently. Seems to be in a bit of state of shock.
Tipton, you and Davies complete the investigation out there on this accident.
To this point, we have, as far as we can go.
Now, how far are you going to go now on this?
Well, all we can put on it is a pending, and let the investigators take care of it from here on out. The man is suffering shock, unable to give us a statement. We don't know now.
As you heard, this man was in shock and was taken to the county hospital for treatment. There's a sequel, however. At the hospital, he came out of shock and walked out of the emergency ward. It was necessary to trace him through his auto registration in order to charge him with reckless driving.
Unit 3. Investigate a report of a cutting at 228J, John.
A cutting at 228J, lower end of town. We're in that area. Let's cover with three. There's a unit up ahead. We've got two people in the back seat, a man and a woman. Where you going, Pete?
We'll meet you with an emergency.
Emergency?
Okay.
The unit just arrived. It's on the ramp, about ready to go into the emergency. Pardon me. Colored man, he looks like he's been stabbed in the stomach and on the back of the neck. Young lady with him. Hey, Pete. Right in here. And just sit down there.
I knew the guy was angry. I could have protected myself. I knew he was angry at me.
I mean, you have no reason to be going to hurt me.
What was the argument about over there?
Well, no argument. That's what I'm trying to tell you. There's no argument.
You think this argument is over your wife? You do. You think this white man had a fight with you and calling your wife being white? Is that it?
That's it.
Well, tell us the whole story so we can get
it. I mean, he didn't say nothing to me. He didn't say anything to me at all. When I walked in, he gave me a dirty look. So I was my food. And she and I said we were going to go to the restroom. I went to the restroom. Went back. So I got to first. I come back. When I came back and got close to him, he broke the bottle. I saw him and he broke the bottle. Yeah.
And what did he do with the bottle?
Then all of a sudden, he jammed in my stomach.
Jab you in the stomach there?
Mm-hmm, right here. Mm-hmm. I said, say, man, that's why you want to hurt me. Then you jab me again
up
there.
Up on the neck?
No talk, no words.
Where is he now, Pete? Unable to locate him. He didn't give much description. He said he hasn't seen him at all.
I don't know nothing about him.
You think you know this man again, Brissellin?
Mm-hmm.
You want him arrested?
I'd like to.
You're willing to prosecute against him,
mm-hmm.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Officer Devin was talking with the young lady.
When he came in, you were back in the restroom. Did you see him come in, or did you see him come
no,
in?
No, they were setting a caboose when we came in, and then when I came out to the front, and I seen all the blood all over it.
Did you hear any commotion, or?
No, I didn't hear anything.
Were these fellows, they all white men?
Yes, they were. They were gone.
You think that was the trouble, that the fact they saw your husband's color and you're white, is that what?
That's probably it, too.
Did they make any comments that you heard of or anything like that?
No, they didn't make any comments, not as I know of when I went back.
Did you hear your husband saying to them?
No, he didn't say anything to them. I don't know why anybody wants to
Well, could you identify any of these men if you saw
them? I sure could. I could identify the one, yes.
The one that did the cutting?
Yes. I was so shocked. I said, I don't understand it all. I don't know why anybody wants to think like that.
Well, we're going to take him out of the hospital because he needs to be operated upon and fixed, you see.
Is he going to be all right?
I think he's going to be all right, yes.
All right.
Racial antagonism was undoubtedly the cause of this cutting. But I have no doubt that the chivalry of the culprit had been bolstered by alcohol. The victim is recovering from his wounds, and the search for his assailant is continuing.
KMA 907 to all units. Description of suspect in shooting at 4th and Capitol. Male, Negro, adult. Very light skin. 30 years of age. 1/4 inch in height, weighing 150 pounds, black hair, no hat. He was wearing a black and white striped sports shirt, light gray slacks. Subject has a 25 caliber automatic revolver. He is reported in the vicinity of 4th and N, Nora. Came in on a 7.
There was a shooting just before our tour began tonight. Judging from that description, they have a pretty good line on the culprit. Apparently, the fellow shot down his wife or girlfriend. She was taken to the county hospital. Now, whether she's alive or dead, we don't know at the moment. We'll cruise around 4th and N and see if we can spot him. They got him. We'll follow up on it.
All right, Stotts Hill. I understand you were the officer that apprehended this suspect.
Yes, I was, Sergeant.
Can you fill us in a little bit here, Stotts Hill?
Yes, it occurred on Capitol Avenue. He shot a woman. She was dead on arrival at the emergency hospital. We were just discussing at the 9th and P, yes, and I swung back on O Street, I believe it was, and came back in, was in the 5th and O, when a call came in that the man was in the vicinity of 4th and N. Of course, I immediately went down there, and this man fit the description perfectly. He was standing on a corner talking to a woman, and I immediately placed him under arrest, and he admitted that he was a party, and Shaking him down, I discovered the gun in his rear pocket.
Can you throw a little light on this at the very beginning of the case, Sosky? What is the relationship between these two parties?
Well, my understanding is that they were man and wife, or possibly girlfriend. But as far as we could determine so far, they were man and wife.
Are the other detectives going to question this fellow now?
Yes, right, they are.
We're in the detective bureau. Present is a sister of the deceased. You say you were present tonight when the shooting occurred?
Yes. Well, we was in the beauty shop. And when she got her hair done, well, we all walked out. And he walked up and he said, "How you all doing?"
That's all right. Just take your time.
And then he told her, "I want to speak to you." And she said, "Well, don't pull on me." And so he didn't say nothing else. He pulled out his gun and started shooting. And he shot the first time. Well, she fell when he shot the first time. And then after she fell, well, he shot three more times up. She fell on the ground. And I tried to pick up, but she couldn't say nothing.
Did he threaten you?
No, he didn't.
Do you know how this came about?
No, I don't, because we hadn't talked to him previously. Before
they... Have the two of them had arguments before?
Yes.
Are they married?
No.
Well, what did he say or do after the shooting?
Well, he started walking towards 4th Street.
Did you see him at any time after the shooting and until he was picked up?
No. I didn't see him until he came in, until you all brought him in.
All right, thank you very much.
Dan, we're going to talk to the suspect now that was on the shooting. Do you want to come in?
Okay.
This is Sergeant Dan Meredith. This is my partner, Otis McAlexander, and myself, Zine. We'd like you to start right from the scratch, just what took place tonight.
I walked up to talk to her. Because we had had a dispute that morning before day, and she said, "Well, I don't want to talk to you."
Where was your sister and sister-in-law at that time?
They walked on here.
All right. She stayed with you. Your girlfriend stayed with you.
No, we were still walking. While we were talking, till I called her by her coat sleeve. And when I called her by the coat sleeve, well, she started cursing. Then, while she was cursing everything, I was pleading to her for us to go to the house. So...
What did she say then when you were pleading to go back to the house?
Well, I had about a coat sleeve, and she pushed me. She wasn't going nowhere.
Right after she pushed you, then what happened?
Well, it must have been long in there that I pulled a gun out. From then, I blanked out, and...
How many shots do you remember firing?
Well, actually, I can only... I remember the jolt from one. I mean, it shook me.
All right, after you fired the one, then what did you do? What did she do? Did she just stand there, scream, holler, or what?
I remember hearing a scream.
All right, after you remember firing at one shot, then what did you do?
Well, then I must have left.
Where did you go?
When I came to, I was in South Park.
All right, when you got to Southside Park, what did you do?
I must sit down because when I came to myself, I was sitting down.
By the way, now, when you remember firing the one shot and you took it, what did you do with the gun?
Well, when I come to myself, the gun was still in my hand.
carried the gun from where you actually shot her clear to Southside Park.
Yes. When I came to myself, it was just like a dream. I didn't believe it, that I had did it. So I had some phone numbers in my pocket, and I called a friend of hers and asked her.
What do you mean you called a friend and asked her what?
Asked her, did she hear anything, hear any news, anything about the girl? I walked on and I met another lady, and I talked with her, and then she asked me, did I know what happened? I told her, no, I didn't know the whole thing, and asked her to tell me. So she went on to tell me. So I told her I was on my way up anyway when I met her to get myself up. I was standing there, and me and the girl was talking, and then she says, there's the police. So I says, yeah, I know. And I said, I'm going to walk on up to him and get myself up.
Did you walk up to him, or did he approach you?
Well, I was standing there just talking to her, and I was getting ready to go across the street, and he parked the car. He asked me my name, and I told him.
And then what happened?
So he told me to come on up to the car or something.
How?
Put my hands up or something.
Mac Alexander and Zine, what's this man going to be booked on?
Since he was arrested, we have learned from the county hospital that she passed away, so the charge will be murder.
The apprehension of this murder suspect was accomplished in near record time. It was simplified, however, by the fact that he was plainly identified and apparently was not trying to escape. His story of blacking out is a common one, and quite as implausible as his explanation that he just happened to have the gun in his pants pocket. The charge is murder, and the case is still pending.
This is Unit 99 in Sacramento, California. These on-the-scene tape recordings were provided by the Sacramento Police Department and were made on duty by Sergeant Dan Meredith in Unit 99. Your host is Chief James V. Hicks of the Sacramento Police Department. Be with us when once again you hear...
KMA 907, Sacramento Police. Unit 99, are you in the clear?
Unit 99 to KMA 907. Unit 99, Sergeant Meredith, 909, in service, on the air.
Unit 99 has come to you through the worldwide facilities of the United States Armed Forces Radio and Television Service.